Pretty great, actually, for cult jams. Who knew that being laughed at after taking your clothes off and being criticized would lead to such enormous vocal talent? Living Love Ministries, from two of their records. We heard Lovin' Me Is All I Have to Do and Living Love Is How I Start. Going to end things tonight with the Dennis Beard Ministries. This is one of these dangerous Christian cults in Texas that abuse and exploit children, turn them into personal slaves, make them sell Sonic cards and baked goods on the highway. You've been tuned to the music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City in Rockland County, and at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Here is the Dennis Beard Ministries.
Well, good evening. This is Courtney. Courtney T. Edison, Derek Hazard, and WFMU. I'm not the father of old-time radio. I'm just a sperm donor. We opened up the program with Paul Whiteman and his concert orchestra with George Gershwin's piano concerto in F. Not the whole thing, just the third movement, the Allegro con brio movement of the concerto in F. And then Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang performed Doing Things, a little duet there. Now look, I came into the radio station, it's WFMU, I came into the radio station tonight, and there was that certain fragrance. No, not unwashed hippies. I mean, there was that, but I've grown used to that. It was something more pungent. It smells like dead rats. You know that scent. You've smelled it countless times in your life. It is not a bad smell. Dead rats actually smell better than live ones. So I looked around, and, you know, I looked around the studio, smelled dead rats, but all I see were these rat baits in the main studio. There's maybe a dozen all over the place, but there's no dead rats. But the rats are attracted to WFMU, the studio, because there are always leftover cupcakes around the place and popcorn on the floor. You see, part of the deal for WFMU DJs, remember they were broadcasting from home. They really liked it. They wanted to stay there. They didn't want to come back here. And anyway, to get them to return to broadcasting in Jersey City instead of at home, like they did for a year, the DJs made a deal that in exchange for commuting to the station, which they didn't want to do, the management would provide the DJs with limitless supplies of cupcakes and popcorn. Not the high-quality stuff. The cupcakes come two in a package. They're wrapped in cellophane. They're really cheap. And the popcorn is generic with too much salt and fake butter. But WFMU DJs, as you know, are bottom feeders. So they gobble up this stuff. Anyway, so this place is just not as sanitary as it used to be. They had a cleaning lady. WFMU had a cleaning lady, but she was discovered to be a domestic terrorist. So she was reassigned to another non-commercial radio station. I think they sent her down to some outfit in Princeton. Anyway, you know, some have suggested that I'm a domestic terrorist. Go ahead. Make your case. Evidence abounds. You want my fingerprints? I'll leave behind a bottle of Sly Weasel bourbon. My greasy mitts embraced that bottle throughout the entire show. Now, the bottle might be empty by the time you arrive on the scene of my crimes, but commence your investigation. But be forewarned, I can escape from your handcuffs every time. Now, meanwhile, let's get on with the program. Each week, you know, we continue chronicling, expanding, and exposing the Bodenheim legacy. The Bodenheims, the family, are something of a genetic, transgenerational, moral pandemic. Well, here is Gus Bodenheim, our announcer, with a literary profile of his illustrious brother, Maxwell Bodenheim.
The brass band plays upon your decks. Like a sturdy harlot aping mirth, life is swishing in the air. Like a tipsy, unseen bridegroom.
I'm sure you recognize that lovely snatch of verse as Advice to a River Steamboat by Maxwell Bodenheim, the finest poet of the 20th century. And I should know, for he was my brother. Gus Bodenheim here, proudly presenting a brand new collection of the very best of Max Bodenheim. Why, just listen.
The sea is pregnant with gracious discords.
Who's the frail? She sounds like a robot.
We're rolling, Gus.
Yes. Not contented to rest on his laurels after penning blockbuster novels like Naked on Roller Skates and Cutie, a Warm Mama, My brother gave us this classic.
The wind was shrill and mercenary, like a housewife pacing down the sky. Green weeds and tin cans in the yard made a debris of ludicrous dissipations.
Take that, T.S. Eliot. More like B.S. Eliot. Ezra, quarter pound, lightweight. Max is... I'm fine. Max's poems made the other poets... Oh, listen to this.
Indigo indignities. The words are like a mermaid and a saint, doubting each other's existence with a kiss.
Look. No, I will not cut. Here, take this familiar verse.
Like a vivid hyperbole. The sun plunged into April's freshness.
Now that's a goddamn poem. Sons of bitches.
To order, call 1-800-228-2221. Receive almost $3 in COD charges plus postage by sending $12.98 for the records, $15.98 for tapes, the classics. Box 6677, Chicago, Illinois, 60680. That's Chicago, Illinois.
I sleep 8 hours and leave 8 hours for love. do. Think of the fun if I spent them with you. To prove I love you, I'll kiss and hug you. And if you want an encore, my sleep I'll be short and I'd even stop working so I can love you some more. Dan had to serve on the jury one day, up on the witness stand, young Mrs. Gray told how her husband from home stayed away. She said, I want to be free. After the case had been thoroughly tried, what is your verdict? The magistrate cried. Dan looked her over and then he replied, you need a husband like me. I work 8 hours, I sleep 8 hours, that leaves 8 hours for love. 8 long hours with nothing to do. Why, think of the fun if I spent them with you. To prove I love you, I'll kiss and hug you. And if you want an encore, why, my sleep I'll be short and I'd even quit working so I can love you some more. I work 8 hours, I sleep 8 hours, that leaves 8 hours for love. 8 long hours with nothing to do. Think of the fun if I spent them with you. To prove I love you, I'll kiss and hug you. And if you want an encore, why, my sleep I'll be short and I'll even quit working so I can love you some more.
In olden days, in varying and different ways, was very much in vogue. Columbine and Pantaloon, a wistful peer beneath the moon, and Harlequin a rogue. Nowadays Parisians of leisure wake the echo of an old refrain. Each some ragged effigy will treasure for his pleasure, till the shadows of the story live again. Parisian hero, society's hero, the lord of the day, the Rue de la Paix, is under your sway. The world may flatter, but what does that matter? They'll never shatter your glory. Parisian hero, your spirit's at zero, divinely forlorn, with exquisite scorn, from sunset to dawn. The limbo is calling, your star will be falling, as soon as the clock goes round. Mournfulness has always been the keynote of a Pierrot scene when passion plays a part. Pierrot in a tragic pose will kiss a faded silver rose and crush it to his heart. Someday soon he'll leave his tears behind him. Comedy comes laughing down the street. Columbine will fly to him, admiring and desiring, laying love and adoration at his feet. Parisian hero, society's hero, the lord of the day, the Rue de la Paix, is under your sway. The world may flatter, but what does that matter? They'll never shatter your gloom profound. Parisian hero, your spirit's at zero, divinely forlorn, with exquisite scorn, from sunset to dawn. The limbo is calling, your star will be falling, as soon as the clock goes round.
That was the great Noel Coward and Parisian Pierrot. Before that, Lionel Hampton. He was playing the piano. He's also plays the drums, plays the vibraphone. He plays a lot of instruments, Lionel Hampton, but he was on the piano on the China Stomp. Nora Bays, before that, sang a song called I Work 8 Hours, I Sleep 8 Hours, and that leaves 8 hours for love. I hope I crooned that properly. Yes, for love. 8 hours for love. And more about that in just a second. Fats Waller did the alligator crawl. And there was Gus Bodenheim talking about the legacy of his older brother, Maxwell Bodenheim. You should read some of his novels. He wrote Replenishing Jessica. And he wrote Naked on Roller Skates. That was another Maxwell Bodenheim masterpiece. Literary gems, all of them. Anyway, I'm Courtney, the old codger here on WFMU every week. Now, I have a special announcement right now, so I just want to prepare you for it. I don't want to just scream it at you and start dancing up and down here in the studio, because you're going to be dancing up and down at home when you hear this special announcement that's forthcoming when I stop this preface. Okay, now, as you know, the management here at WFMU only entrusts me with 1 hour a week on the radio. Where are the so-called justice warriors when you need them? Why isn't there a torch-wielding mob descending upon 43 Montgomery Street demanding that me, your Codger, get more airtime? Bad poets have been lynched for lesser crimes. Anyway, here's the announcement. On Tuesday, November 23rd, that's in 2 weeks, I will be taking over the next show, and this one as well. I'll be doing two shows. They're giving me 2 hours to prove my broadcasting stamina. They think I can't do it. Well, you know, for too long, WFMU has had me pegged as a 60-minute man. Well, actually, as Sophie Tucker would attest, or would if she was still alive, I can go all night. Now, Ruth Edding cannot attest, because the one time I had the opportunity, I was only 5 minutes into foreplay with Ruth Edding when Moe Gimp Snyder came in unexpectedly, came into the hotel room, and he pointed a gun at me. And fortunately, it jammed when he pulled the trigger, and I managed to escape. Well, anyway, 2 weeks from tonight, I will be on the radio from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So far, it's just for that one night. Oh, but when the ratings come in, I suspect my contract will be amended and extended. So look forward to the two-hour Old Codger show on November 23rd. Okay, let's get back to the fine music here on the Old Codger radio show on WFMU.
The bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better too. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above. Look, look, look at those sweeties. Love, old boy, give me a night in you. I mean it, all you gotta do. Take off your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the
Tulsa, October 23rd. Mrs. Raymond E. Lubbock orders Mr. Lubbock to extinguish his cigar. Lubbock, clenching his cigar between his teeth, drags his wife to a nearby closet and locks her in.
I've had it up to here with all this female equality bunk. All I wanted to do was smoke my R.G. Dunn cigar.
Today, Ray Lubbock's closet is a national shrine.
Keep a cigar in your hand and your woman under your thumb.
And a revolution is underway.
If you feel like smoking a cigar, mister, you'll smoke it.
It's time to take a stand.
Harry, put out that cigar.
Lucille, take a hike.
This report was brought to you by R.G. Dunn Cigars in the interest of man. If the woman in your life doesn't let you smoke your good R.G. Dunn cigars, kick over her vanity table. On your way out.
That was Willie the Lion, Smith. And it was called Relaxing. That was Lonnie Johnson and Blind Willie Dunn. Well, Blind Willie Dunn was Eddie Lang. Shh! And with Lonnie Johnson there in the studio, they played Bullfrog Moan. And Edith Evans singing the old favorite, Get Out, Get Under the Moon. All here on the Old Codger Show and WFMU playing 70 RPM records only on a Tuesday night. From 7 to 8, except in 2 weeks when I'll do it for 2 hours. Now, look, you all know there was, last Tuesday was election day. There was an election last Tuesday, Tuesday, and the results were not yet tallied by the time that we went off the air last week. But we found out the following morning that Professor Grampy was elected mayor of East Orange. Yes, he won in a landslide. Grampy got 1,000,004 votes, and his opponent only got 1,000,003. It was a sweeping victory, a resounding mandate for change. So, we're about to feature today's major motion picture soundtrack. It's called The Candid Candidate, and it stars, of course, the great Jewish actress Betty Boop, and our new municipal, that's a tough one, you know, with these dentures, municipal leader, Professor Grampy. And he presents Grampy springing into action to please his varied constituencies. He's twisting arms, he's soliciting bribes, he's accepting graft, and he's using all manner of legerdemain to circumvent court orders and undermine regulations on behalf of his well-heeled cronies. That's how you run a government. This guy Grampy knows how to get things done. So, in this major motion picture soundtrack, you won't maybe hear them, but they're in the movie. Let's see the cameos, the supporting roles. Let's see, there's Dominic Citizen. Then there's Joseph Mengele Bodenheim. Then there's Joseph Mengele Mousley. That is, they were unrelated, but they had the same first and middle name. Then there's the Warner Brothers are in this one. That's right. The Warner Brothers. Mo Warner, Larry Warner, and Curly Warner. Then there's, let's see, Dodds Hinkle, Titus Wifflebat, Abe Stark, you know him as Abe Hit Sign Win Suit Stark. Then there was Sneezy Boatman, the J in Boatman is silent. And then Cisse Poitway are all in this major motion picture. But you're only going to hear the soundtrack. It's called The Candid Candidate. And again, it's starring Betty Boop and the great municipal leader, the new mayor of East Orange, Professor Grampy.
Eat nothing and we eat hay. You better do something if you want to stay.
Oh,
here, here. Oh, goodness. What now?
No benches in the park and too many lights. Nowhere to spark. We want our rights.
There's not enough bathing girls on the beach. Do something about that or we'll impeach.
Oh, dear, dear. Well, come in the air, huh?
Well, Grampy, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
How about your thinking cap?
Well, you got something there, Betty. Guess I will. Hang on. Ah!
You got it?
No. Hooray! I've got it!
those cats keep beating up your chops, I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this field, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You start in telling me you're my pal and end up telling me how to handle my gal. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. Just run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. You always telling me what to do, saying I wouldn't do that if I was you. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Just clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. Clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. If I'd followed your advice on how to make dough, I'd been in the jailhouse long ago. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
One thing you can count on in the mad, giddy whirl that is the holiday season, everyone's buying turkeys. Large frozen birds to haul home, defrost, spend hours preparing and stuffing, and ultimately choking down. And ladies, how about that cleanup? Quite the task. Not me. This year I've elected to forego the whole ordeal and grill up some gas station brand hot dogs. Gas station brand hot dogs are manufactured from only the finest premium meat byproducts and come in three delicious flavors: regular, premium, and diesel. You'll love their distinct signature chew. And despite that resilient texture, they are 100% latex-free. And moms will be glad to know that as the authentic secret recipe meat mash is extruded from its hopper into each skin sleeve here at Del Barton Kitchens, reasonable care is taken by people with good eyesight to identify and remove most larger chunks of bone from the tube steak before crimping. So the risk of chipped teeth is far lower than people claim when they're complaining about gas station brand hot dogs. Just saying the name floods my mouth with anticipatory saliva. And don't forget that small packet of cranberry flavor condiment gel to complete the festive attempt. When your tummy starts to grumbling, why not fill her up with gas station brand hot dogs? At this point, what the hell's the difference?
Puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. Like the pup I'm all fed up, and so it's wrong to be, I long to be lazy. I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peek through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of folks to read, where it's equal while I'm killing time being lazy. Lazy, I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no one to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy.
That's a great song, and a great lyric by Irving Berlin. It's called Lazy. It was sung by Al Jorson. We heard Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. You run your mouth, and I'll run my business. George Gershwin at the piano doing a little demo version of Do, Do, Do. And, of course, we heard the soundtrack of the Academy Award-winning major motion picture, The Candid Candidate, starring Betty Boop and Professor Grampy. He served honorably for about 24 years. Kept getting reelected as the mayor of East Orange. Well, anyway, this is Courtney, the old codger. I'll be back in a week. Station is signing off the air now. That's it. This is the end of the programming for today, so you can change the station now after I do the station ID. That'll be it. So long. Go to some other radio station. Maybe you find better music somewhere. Not better music than you've heard over the past hour. That's for certain. Anyway, I'll be back next week. And in 2 weeks, don't forget, I'm going to do a two-hour show. I'm going to do my show and take over the show that's supposedly coming up next. I don't even know what it is. Something about minor motion picture soundtracks. I don't know. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you.